Greetings. It's Friday, and it's your daily Advent devotion. It's Pastor Bob, and we're devoting from a book called Lo, An Honest Advent Devotional by John Pavlovitz. Well, we're now at Friday in week three. Still getting my head around that we're almost to week four of Advent. But let's stay in the moment, stay in the day, and let's hear today's devotion, which is called Underdog Revolution. Underdog Revolution. That's right. We're going to hear scripture from Paul's letter, his first letter to the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. So this is Paul now writing to the church in Corinth. Let's hear these words, of sacred words of the gospel. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things, and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. Here's our devotion. Unqualified, ill-equipped, unsuccessful, failure, fraud, disappointment. Many of those words play on repeat in our heads. Maybe they were spoken into us at a young age by someone we admired and trusted. Or perhaps they were labels we attached to ourselves as we made mistakes and experienced rejection. Since we're loving ourselves from the inside, we're all keenly aware of our own flaws and weaknesses. And that tends to be the way we define ourselves, by what we aren't capable of or haven't managed to achieve. We usually aren't only our greatest critics, also our loudest accusers. One of the recurring themes in the birth, life, and ministry of Jesus is that the underdogs will save the world. Over and over, the story is that of the unexpected heroes showing up. Like an anonymous child from Galilee, or a dozen teenage misfits, or a grassroots movement of tax collectors and prostitutes, or a good Samaritan, or a faithful Roman soldier. A small fish community whose leader was murdered as a criminal. The revolution comes from the low places and the dark horses. We can enter this season well by turning off the voice in our heads that tells us what we're not. The voice that convicts us as undeserving of love or incapable of goodness. Yes, you are prone to mistakes and vulnerable to weakness and apt to fail. You're also perfectly prepared and positioned to be a brilliant light in a dark place. And that concludes today's Underdog Revolution devotion. As always, we have three questions for your reflection and meditation based on today's devotion. First, reflect on someone you admire or respect, either someone you know or only see from a distance, who's overcome adversity, tragedy, or difficulty to be where they are. What have you learned from their journey? Two, the story of Jesus' life and ministry isn't about political power, military might, or imposing one's will on someone. Why do you think so many Christians conflate religion and power when Jesus never did? How and why do we get it wrong? And three, what do you see as your greatest personal flaw, disadvantage, or barrier to finding peace? What do you see as your greatest personal flaw, disadvantage, or barrier to finding peace? How might you lean into that in order to grow or mature? And that concludes our devotion for today. We'll be back tomorrow, and don't forget, Sundays are coming. Hope to see you in the sanctuary at Vine Street or online with us. 10 o'clock, Facebook or YouTube. Here's our word for the day before we go. Today's word, humble.